We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today, man? Bring your A game.
All right, here's a story for you guys. I'm sure you saw this yesterday. So Myles Garrett, of course, with the Cleveland Browns, is driving down the road. A fan gets out of his car to go take a picture with him. So Garrett, trying to be a nice guy, cracks his window. And what does he get for cracking his window? He gets punched in the face by the fan.
That is the craziest story in your hometown where you play, and you're a really good player, one of the best players on the team. It is the craziest story. I had to read that thing twice.
No, it's a real story. So the guy punches him in the face and drives off. He runs back into his car and speeds off. So Garrett goes on Twitter and he says, a fan, in quotes, hopped out of his car to take a picture with me and then punched me in my face. And then he said, put your legs into it. It might have actually made me flinch.
Yeah, no, I did catch that. He got hit by a mosquito, right? Like it was. But so how did they find him?
So there was video of it. Someone actually videoed the guy driving away. They got the license plate. Ooh. And they were able to find this 24-year-old punk who punched him. And again, man, I mean, credit Myles Garrett because he probably could have ran this guy down.
Or just, like, ran him down, got him offside row, and just beat the crap out of him, right.
And he would have been well within his rights to do that.
But that was at home.
Yeah.
It wasn't Baker Mayfield.
No.
I just didn't get it.
Imagine if we found out the guy was in the ski mask. It was Baker Mayfield that punched Myles Garrett in the face.
That's a new one, though. That was a double reader, like, what?
Yeah.
Let me read this. Did he have a day off and go somewhere else
drove home or, you know, got somewhere?
Your home.
Yeah. Because they're on a bye week, right? Cleveland's on a bye week. Yeah. Could have been anywhere.
If you were making your short list of people to not punch in the face outside of, like, Tyson Fury, all the heavyweight fighters and stuff, like, Myles Garrett would be on that list, wouldn't he?
Yeah, it'd be a 6'5", 6'6", 270
who could run you down in a heartbeat.
Who runs a 4'4". Yeah, that would be one of those guys.
He could run you down and then just beat the crap out of you. Just from those arm over moves that he does. Yeah, you'd be done.
Swim move.
Hit you with one of those swim moves in the head and knock you out. Crazy.
All right, guys, we have some riveting drama in golf right now. Brooks Koepka, the top player in the world, he was asked about his rivalry with Rory McIlroy, and he said, I've been out here for, 5 years? Rory hasn't won a major since I've been on the PGA Tour, so I just don't view it as a rivalry.
Oh, God.
I love Koepka, man. Koepka, he's lifting weights. He's big.
He doesn't care about practicing.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he doesn't practice unless it's a major. He doesn't care about anything but majors. He wishes all the guys would stop bitching. Just hit it straight, and you guys can all stop bitching about how tight it is on all the majors.
Isn't Koepka the one that complained about not being on the side of a bus or something like that? The advertising?
Yeah, he was pissed. He didn't get promoted.
The commercial or something.
Like he doesn't care what the other top guys in the world think. Like
it's him.
He makes it. You guys bitch and whine all the time. And by the way, you play really slow, and it drives me nuts. How can you not like this guy?
I think Koepka's
I agree. I mean, if this
tour
doesn't get you to watch golf, I don't know what will.
They got a pair of Rory and Koepka. I know that. Yeah. Okay.
Let me ask you a question. If those guys, they were walking down the fairway one of these holes and they just dropped their clubs and took their gloves off and just started
fighting again. I knew it.
Like a hockey fight in the middle of the fairway, would you guys be interested in that?
Be better ratings, yes.
Because I am one of those guys that when it was at Doral that would go follow guys and watch because exercise and I enjoy it and grab a beer and do the whole thing out there. But if you were to ask me, because this happened last year, a guy hit one, sprayed it in, and ended up hitting somebody with the ball and never said four. Never put the club up. Four! One thing you're supposed to let somebody know.
Golf etiquette.
And you give them with your club in your hand which way the ball is going so they know whether you sliced it or hooked it because of the galleries they get. Come to find out, it was the guy's mother-in-law that he was playing with.
No.
No, true story.
What?
So he said, hey, you hit my friggin' mother-in-law. And you never even put it up, man. Let them know. And so they were kind of going at it in the middle. And then the other one that's been happening is a guy goes, dude, you got to speed it up, man. You're playing really slow. Like, I don't know if you've noticed. We're two holes behind everybody. Pick it up, man. The tournament apparently doesn't care.
We live in a video game society, Jeff.
J.B. Holmes apparently, like, takes all day. And then he hits it 200 miles, but he takes all day. And so they're frustrated with him. So, I mean, that's the kind of drama you get out there.
Were there any punches thrown?
No. They just yell at each other a little bit.
I mean, the guy hit his mother-in-law,
Listen, man, first of all, golf etiquette's a little different. A little different deal.
Yeah, fancy schmancy.
Man, it's different.
But wait a minute. He hit his mother-in-law?
What's the chance, though?
A lot of people out there be okay with that.
Yeah, but no. But you got to be careful on that one. I mean, you hit a ball 220 or 30 yards, whatever club it was, on your second shot coming in. What's the chance you hit the guy you're playing with? Somebody in his
mother-in-law?
Family?
I mean, come on.
She's sitting there, got hit in the head with a friggin' golf ball, which, by the way, would hurt.
I think we got a 50-50 crowd out there that would be okay with it, and other people wouldn't.
Not touching.
I like my.
You're on your own.
No, I like.
No, no. You want to take shots? Go ahead.
No, I like.
No, no. You kind of opened up. You want to take a shot at your mother-in-law? Take one.
I like.
But don't try to get me into it. I love my mother-in-law.
I love
this one. And I'm just telling you. So you want to say something?
You're the 50-50 crowd.
I always love you. Kind of go and then you kind of pull up. Did you see that Hollywood? He pulled up the mother-in-law card for all the mother-in-laws out there.
I said some people.
I would say mother-in-law. Popularity's 50-50
right,
with guys
it.
In
that's
our
what
crowd.
I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You're a 50-50 guy.
I love this one.
Yeah, that's what
this
I'm saying.
This one's helped raise my kids. This one is – old Bonnie Bell is special. She's a good lady.
Might have to have you guys drop the gloves in there.
No,
fight. He throws the mother-in-law thing in there. You know, I got kids, and they all have different 50, grandmothers. 50. I got to be careful. Some people get upset.
Just think about that, though, guys.
I do get in trouble. You know, I just want to let people know. They go, what kind of trouble is the most trouble you get in? And I go, recently it's been with children.
Right.
First batch of children or second batch of children with comments made about family members that are a lot more special to them than to me.
Right.
So I always got to take that into consideration now. That's been as you get older,
you're
but it's no longer. They go, what teams you wear? I go, no, it's usually family that's the most upset. How dare you talk about my grandmother like that?
That's it.
She wasn't very nice to me. That's why.
I started you down this rabbit hole. And
I golf ball getting in the head. Right. 56022, how many people do well with their mother-in-law?
Oh, the texts are coming
how
in.
How many people are 1-for-2 or 2-for-3 with mother-in-laws?
Yeah.
How many people are 0-for-4 with mother-in-law?
That's it.
Where's if you're 0-for-4 with mother-in-laws, it's you.
Right. Look in the mirror.
Look in the mirror.
Yep.
You're such a clown.
I'm sorry. I got you in trouble.
I tried to.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.